So I wanted to continue on the topic of Bishul, Bishul B'Kli Rishon, Bishul B'Kli Sheni, Dimchi Lach and Yavesh, Ein Bishul Achar Bishul, and then I'd like to leave a few minutes at the end for some Dibrei Chizuk, because it is Erev Rosh Hashanah. Rashi on Daf Lamed Daled Amud Aleph, in the second parak, on the Gemara of Rava, which is at the bottom of the page, Omar Rava, Mipnei Ma Omru, Ein Tovim, B'Dobr Shani Mosif Hevel, Mishachashecha, Gzira Shema, Yarsia. So Rashi says, towards the end of the Rashi, which is three lines before the end of the Daf, he'll find his papers pulled off. Kishi Yirzel Atmino. V'yar Sichenu. V'nimtza Mevashel V'Shabbos. So the Rosh, here in the third parak, in Kira, in Simon Yud Aleph, after he quotes Rashi on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis in the Sukkah of Yorah Kura, where the Gemara asks for Alo Megis, Rashi says over there, Umavushal, Umavushal Havi Boshul, Lomadnu, Sha'af Betapshil Shenis Bashel, Vinitztanen, Shayach Beit Bishul, Kevan Shiyesh Bo Mashke. The Rosh emphasizes that even though it was nisbashel, but since it was nitztanen and it has liquids, therefore shayach bo bishul. So shitas Rashi, then the way Rosh interprets it, and that's what's mashma here in Rashi on Daf Lamed Daled, is that yesh bishul achar bishul bilach, that if the liquids cooled off, then there's a second bishul. And many Rishonim disagree with Rashi. The Rashba on Daf Mem Amid Beis, Dibra Masil Mikomakom, says that Afilu Belach Shenitztanein Ein Bo Mishum Bishul Achar Bishul. And the Beis Yosef proves this Shita from the Magid Mishnah in Perek Chof Beis Halacha Dal. We try to explain this Machlokes as to whether or not this Bishul in Lach Liachar Shenitztanein based on a different Machlokes. The Rambam in Perek Tes Halacha Gimel says, "Hamavashel ala or, davar shehu mevushal kol tzarko, davar she'eno tzarech bishul klal pot." So the Rambam says that if he went and he was mevashel something that was already cooked called tzarko, or something that doesn't need any cooking, he's potu. Says the Magid Mishnah, it seems from the Rambam that if the cooking on the first round was only Kemaitel Ben Josai, then it would be Bishul Achar Bishul. And the Rashba disagrees, but I think that there's a Rashi that would seem to agree with the Rambam. And before we get to this Rashi, I just want to point out that according to the Rashba, the halacha of Ein Bishul Achar Bishul, when it applies even to something that's only nisbashel called kemaichel ben josoi, it means that if it's already mevushal, you can't be mevashal a second time. If that be the case, then if we apply the logic of the Rashba to the case of lach, then if we assume that even after the lach was nitztanen, it still has a toras bishal, a pakale toras bishal, then pshita, I would certainly say that ain't bishal achar bishal. So we can put two Rashbas together. Number one, the Rashba regarding lach shenitztanen, that there's no bishal. Number two, in the case of a tavshel shenitzbashel kemaichel ben josoi, there's no bishal. And when we put them together, what we say is that once there was bishal here, and it has a Torah bishal, you can't add another Torah bishal on top of it.
Even though it's two different reasons.
Even though it's two different reasons, but if we assume that even in a double lach, even after it's tanin, it still has a Torah's bishul, the original bishul is lo paka, then we can apply that rule of ein bishul achar bishul. You can't be mevashal something that's already mevushal. Once it was subjected to bishul one round, there's no bishul a second. The Rambam, on the other hand, says that even though the Tavshil was Nisbashel, it reached Kemaitel Ventrosoi, then there is Bishal Achar Bishal. Rashi applies that logic to the case of Lakshan and Tane. And we could say the following, that both the Rambam in the case of Higia Kemaitel Ventrosoi and Rashi in the case of Lakshan and Tane, in both cases, the Rambam and Rashi could agree to the very premise of the Rashba that lo paka mine Torah's bishul. But yet there is another bishul. You can have a second bishul according to the Rambam, as long as lo yigil the kol tzarko. Once it's yigil the kol tzarko, then there's no tigur. Then the bishul doesn't add anything. But if it's only kemaifel ben josai, even though it's already mavushal, if the second bishul adds something, it's a tigur bishul, then that itself makes it into a Maleches Bishul. And if you take a look at the Ramah in Siman Reish Nun Gimel Siv Beis, he writes as far as the Heter Chazora that you could only be Matir Chazora if it was the special called Tzarka. And the Gaon writes in Biragra HaRambam. And I think what the Gaon means by a Rambam is our Rambam, that the Rambam holds that there is still Bishul, even though it's already Mavushal, meaning it reached Kemaifel Ben Josoi. And therefore the Ramah says you can only be Matir Chazara if it reached Kinesbashal Kol Tzarko. If it's less than Nisbashal Kol Tzarko, then it would be Bishul Doraisa. And fascinating is that the Gaon goes ahead and he brings a Raya to the Shita of the Rambam from Rashi on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis in the Sugya of Kira Akura, where the Gemara says that there could be Magus. The Gemara says, why aren't we choshish for Magus? And even though it's talking about a Tavshil Shin is Bashal Kol Tzarko, where the Rambam is talking about a case where it's this Bashal Kabaifel Ben Josoi, so why does the Gemara make this hedge between Magus after this Bashal Kol Tzarko and the Rambam after it was Kemaifel Ben Josoi? I think the answer is that the Gaon wants to show us that even after something is Mavushal, you could still have another Bishul against the Rashba. The Rashba's premise is that once the Heft is Mavushal, there's no additional Bishul. No. You see it from the Sugya Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis going to Rashi, that even though it's Mavushal, there's still Megis. It means that even though the Tavshal is already Mavushal, I can still have a Maleches Bishul on top of that. And if that be the case, then the Rambam could hold that as long as there's a tikkun, you could take something that's already mavushal, it has a chaloshen bishul on it, it has a Torah's bishul so far as it reached Kemaifel Ben Josoi, but nevertheless there could be a second bishul. In the case of Yovesh that already reached Kol Tzarko, then it's mufkami Torah's bishul, because the Yisod is a Melechah Shabbos, and so the bishul is tikkun. And if you have a tavshil that's already mitukon v'yomed, if you can use that terminology, then there's no bishul. But if the second bishul will add something, it will enhance the tavshil, and there is a tikkun, then the fact that it's already mavushal al pidin is not mafkia another Torah's bishul. That's the Rambam Shita. And Rashi applies the same thing to the case of lakshin and tzaneh. It's shaykh to be mavashal and to be mitaken by reheating the water, even if it has the Torah's bishul on it. I can admit that according to Rashi, like the Rashba, la'olam lo yotza mitorah's bishul, but nevertheless, since the second process of heating up the water adds something, it's a real tikkun, now I can drink my tea, therefore, it's yesh bishul achar bishul. And that's what the Gaon quotes from the halacha of Megis, that even if you have mavushal kol tzarko, you can still be chayav for Megis. The fact that the tavshil is mavushal does not remove the possibility of a further Maisa Bishul and a Chiyuv from Maleches Bishul. And if you take a look in the Beis Yosef in Siman Reish Nun Gimel, he quotes the Kolbo, who says that there's an Iser of Megis even in the Tavshil Shenisbashil Kol Tzarko, which is something that the Mishnah Berurah doesn't understand that. But anyway, that's the Sheet of the Kolbo, and that's the Pashup Shat Rashi al Daf Yuchesim in Beis. So you see that there is such a thing as Bishul, even though the Heft is already Mavushal, and that's the case of Magus, that's the case of the Rambam after Gemach Ben Josoi, and Rashi, the case of Lashon.
The Kolbo and the son of Yofel, right? Yeah,
it's got to be mitzamek for yofel, because otherwise, as we said before, there's no tikkun at all. Right. It's got to have some.
There's no difference between machar ben dorsoi and mitzamek
Mitztamek fi, oh, is kol tzarko mitztamek, no. Once you hit kol tzarko, then it's considered that there's no significant tikkun after that. Why Magus is different, perhaps we'll discuss, I think we touched on it in the past. So this is Rabosai, the way we presented it until now. However, Rabosai, today, I'm a little bit giving it a second thought. Let's start with the Rosh. We mentioned the Rosh in Siman Yud Aleph in Perek Yud. There seems to be a stira in the Rosh. And I only realized this the second time around when I went through the Rosh. On the one hand, the Rosh accepts Rashi, that Lashon its Tanim, Yesh Bo Bishum Bishul. But on the other hand, he rejects the Rambam, and he holds that there's no Bishul on a Dovash and Ispashal Kemaifel Benjo Sod. That's against everything we said. Why? Because our point was to take the Sheet of Rashi and Lashon its Tanim, and the Sheet of the Rambam in Bishul Liachar Shehigia, the Bishul Arishon Higia, Lemaifel Benjo Sod, put them together, and it's Havat Talia, the Yesod is the same, there could be a second Bishul even on something that's Mevushal, as long as there's a serious Tikkun. Therefore, Rashi held Lashon its Tanim, there is Bishul, and the Rambam held even after Kemaifel Benjo Sod, there's Bishul. The Rosh, on the other hand, is saying that I'm accepting Rashi with regard to Lashon its Tanim, but I'm rejecting the Rambam with regard to a Tavshel Shehigia L'Maifel Benjo Sod. The Rambam in Siman Shin Yud Ches in Sif Tesvav writes, "V'nagu l'hakel b'zeh imlon its Tanim l'gamra." This is also against everything that we said. The Rambam is willing to say that as long as the water is still, shall we say, abyssal haste, it's a little bit hot, lon itztani legamre, then we could be making. And we don't have to worry about a second chimum of the mind. In other words, itztani ktsas, it became pachos mikashir yad soleresbo. Now, if it dipped below the shir of yad soleresbo, but it's still chal ma'at, yesh bo ma'at chamimus, then the Rambam says, "Ein bo bishum bishul ad bishul." We were saying in the Rambam that as long as it's not mispashal kol tzarko, there still would be bishul, because even though it came to the point of kemayichel pencho soy, and applying that to mayim, it came to the point of yatzol ledispo. Nevertheless, once he adds a chimum in the case of mayim, or he's mavashal it, it's already considered bishul. So again, we want to base our whole case on the Rambam, who says that you can only permit a chazara if it was what? Nisbashal kol tzarko. Meaning that the Rambam holds that even if it's already mavushal, i.e. it reached kemaifel benjo sod, this still would be bishul achar bishul. Like we saw in the Rambam with the Magen Mishnah. Why? Because even if something is mevushal, you can still have a second bishul on it, as long as, again, there's some element of tikkun. Then in the case of mayim that dipped below yad sol ledispo, now it is already considered less than kemaifel benjo soy, then certainly there should be another bishul. Why does the Rambam allow you, as long as there's some element of chamimus, of chom, to again heat up the water? And therefore, based on this theory in the Rosh, where the Rosh again accepts Rashi with Lashon and Tanin, that there is Bishul Acha Bishul, rejects the Rambam and Kemaifel Ben Josoi, that's theory. Add to that the fact that the Rambam, in the case of Mayimsh and Tanenu, he says as long as there's some element of Chamimus there, there's some Shirayim, so to speak, a leftover, the original Chom, Ma'at Chimum, then it's Ein Bo Mishum Bishul Acha Bishul. The way we understood it, as long as he's doing a tikkun, and for sure if it's less than Kemaifel Ben Josoi, because now it's less than Yatzol Ledespo, the fact that it once was Yatzol Ledespo is irrelevant. Okay, it once was Kemaichel Ben Chosoi, but there's still a second Bishul. Why does the Ramah insist that once it reaches Kiyatzel Lesba on the first Bishul, then we apply the principle of Eimo Bishul Achar Bishul? Yatzel Lesbo should be the same, should be parallel to Kemaichel Ben Chosoi, just that this is in a Tavshil, and this one's in Mayim. But in both cases, he has the Shear of Bishul, but there still is Bishul Achar Bishul. Why does Ramah say no? It reached Yatzel Lesbo, there's no Bishul Achar Bishul. And therefore, I'd like to suggest another Mahalach. And this will explain the Rosh and Rambam. Let's begin with the Rambam in Perek Tes, Halacha Vav. The Rambam is talking about taking a metal and heating it up and converting it into a liquid. And the Rambam says that he's chayiv in such a case for mevashel. Told us mevashel hamesich echad mibini metechos. He takes one of the various types of metals, whatever the metal might be, and he's mechamim es hamateches, and he makes it hot. That's called a toldas bishul. So we know that bishul is not only an ochlin, but it applies even to mateches. So the Igle Tal, if you want to make a note of it, I did not get a chance to photocopy it for you. It's Meleches Ofer, Yud Aleph Vav. He says the following. He finds the Rambam very strange. The Rambam, when he says that you heat up a mateches, and you turn it into molten lead, molten meaning liquid substance, the Rambam should have had a Bamed Var Mamurim. He should have made a distinction. There are two categories of Mateches. There's a case of Mateches where he already heated it up, made it into a liquid, and then allowed it to solidify. Now he's heating it a second time around. V'chozer Matichin also. In such a case, the Rambam should have pointed out, Ein bo zeh mishum bishul, meaning, if you take a metal that's never been turned into a liquid and you heat it up, then the Rambam is right. That's called Meleches Bishul. But why did the Rambam point out that in a case of Mateches, Shekvar Hitichua, Vechozer Maticha Shuv, is Eimo Zeh Mishum Mevasha? Meaning, if I accept the premise and the deal of the Igle Tal, I come to the following conclusion. That in the case of a mateches, even if I had heated it up in the past and converted it to a liquid, now it's solidified, and I subject it to a second process of heating, turning it again to a molten lead, I would be chayav. That's the mashmos of the Stimas Lashon Rambam. And maybe you could say the following, that what the Rambam is saying is kiddel ahalon. What is ein bishul achar bishul? The Rambam holds that you're not chayav for bishul shein. You can be high for one bishul and not for a second bishul. But the Rambam asked himself the following question. When is it considered as if he's implementing a bishul shein, which is mutter? The only time he's considered a bishul sheini, and only bishul rishon is also, with regard to matechos, is if there's a heker, if there's something left of the original bishul. Meaning, if the first bishul of Mateches converted this into a liquid, and now he has a liquid, now the second bishul on this liquid is already bishul sheni, and he's part of the bishul sheni. But if, on the other hand, he let the liquid metal solidify, and it goes back to its original state, then there's no heker, there's no impression or impact of the original bishul. There's no siman of the bishul rishon. It's not pokaminei bishul rishon. Therefore, now when he heats it again and once again converts it into a liquid, then that's considered bishul rishon. It's like panam chadoshes bo'olakan, so to speak. Don't take me literally on that. But what I mean is that once the liquid turns into a solid, the old bishul that made it into a liquid is completely gone. And if it's completely gone, we go back to the original din of bishul. We have now a metal and he converts it into a liquid through Bishel. It's like, as far as this chafetz is concerned, Bishel Sheni is to be judged or to be defined as Bishel Rishon.
Same thing with water then?
Exactly, that's what I want to say. That Rabbah Shita is that if you have Lach and it's Tanim, if it's Nitztanim Legamre, then Ramah says, now the original Bishel of this lach is completely gone. There's no Simon.
Is it Gisir or Gisirut? Because there is difference.
You mean in the physics of it?
Yeah.
No, that I don't know. I'm not a bucket in physics. But I would say, as far as my Hanah is concerned,
you see.
Right, maybe in a micro, I'm just saying, maybe in a laboratory, you know, with a micro, you know, an electroscanning microscope, you can see there's a change in the structure, the molecular structure. I don't know. But as far as my Hana is concerned, as far as my benefit is concerned, where's the original Bishel? If it's with Tani Legamri, the original Bishel is gone, and now you can't call it Bishel Sheni. It's a Bishel Rishon. It's a Bishel Sheni. The answer is, by boiling up this water, that's an original Bishel. You can talk about the ancient history that there once was a Bishel, but that's gone. But that's only, says the Ramah, in a case of Nitztani Legamre. But, says the Ramah, if there's still what? Samchom Ktsas, it means that you can't tell me that the original Bishel is gone. Because for Mitzvahs, I have the original Bishel. I'm very much impacted by the original Bishel. It created a heat, and it warmed up the water, and the water is still warm. So when it's Nitztani Legamre, is Bartol Menukola Heker of Bishel Rishon, now Bishel Sheni becomes Bishel Rishon. Like the case of Mateches, when it hardens, and now he's creating a liquid at it. But if there's still some shirayim, some heker b'miktsa, so the first bishul, then we say, well, pakam imenu bishul rishon, and now the bishul shady is a bishul shady, and you're potter for a bishul shady. And if that be the case, I begin to understand the rush, that there's no stira in the rush. What was that question on the rush? The rush wanted to know what happens in the case where the first bishul created Kemaitel Ben Josai. Now he takes it with the second bishul and he makes it from Kemaitel Ben Josai to Mavushal called Tzarka. Says the Rashi, he's potter. Why is he potter? The answer is because that's a bishul shame. Why is it a bishul shame? Because the heft itself is Mavushal. Mashaikin in the case of Lach. Here, the Rush accepts the Sheet of Rashi, that Lakshan and Stani Legamre, now the original Bishel is completely gone, leaving out again the physics of it, but you know, I have no benefit whatsoever from the original Bishel, and even if I'm on the run, like the thieves of Ben Josai, I still don't get any benefit from the original Bishel. It's not like a case of Kemai from Ben Josai. And therefore, says the Rush, the second Bishel is really the first Bishel, and there's no Ptur of the first Bishel. And if this is correct, Rabbi, so I'm very excited about this, maybe we can shed a light on the Rashi about Megis back on the Daf Yud Ches Amid Beis. Right, the Gemara says, Omer Shmuel Biora Kuro, and then the Gemara asks the question, Neichu Hashem Megis Bo? So Rashi says, Mahapich Bo Ubimavushal Avid Bishol. Maybe what Rashi is telling us, that when we say Ein Bishol Akavishol, the Yisod of Ein Bishol Akavishol is that the second Bishol is Mutter. But in the case of Hagasah, we're not talking about a second Bishel. Hagasah and Bishel are two different maisim that are Einam, Shavim, Zepazet, Ifradim, Legamre. The Hagasah is never considered a Bishel Sheni. Hagasah is always considered a Bishel Rishon. And therefore, you can be hired for Bishel after Bishel. That's what I thought you could say.
We know, like, if you have uncooked water,
right? I'm listening. Go ahead.
Other liquid, and it could be damaging, let's say, health wise.
Yeah, but not all you need to talk about germs.
Germs,
stuff,
those things, where they know.
Yeah.
My nanny told me in the Philippines, they eat tons of hot peppers, but that's supposed to help with the other stuff they're ingesting from the water.
Yeah. Okay.
That's,
I don't know. What can I tell you? I don't know if the definition of a life is Bishul D'oraisa depends upon.
It's a seed that changes.
Depends upon. That's a little bit similar to what Yechiel was talking about before, that there's some sort of structural change. I was wondering, by the way, Meleches Chovel, you know, with the halacha is that if you don't need the dam, that's called a Meleches Shenitzricha Legufa. Are you familiar with that at all?
Yeah.
I know you're not learning about Chabolah. Right. But there's a dude in the poskim. What happens if he has infected blood, Rachmana Litzlan. You know, he's suffering from some sort of blood disease, and we have to remove his blood in order to give him a transfusion. Would that be a malacha tzricha legufa? So what he needs to get the dam. Why? Because if he takes the dam out, then then instead of weakening the person, he's strengthening the person. So the question whether it be kilkul, whether it be blachshen tzricha legufa, you know, the post can deal with that. Here also, maybe if I heat up the water, and even if the water cools off completely, there still is an impact on the original bishul insofar as the germs will kill. Yeah, you can. Oh, so there's room to say now, according to our Hezber, I don't know, you have to look in the poskim. I never found any posik who said lehedja, but I think it could be said that even after Kol Tzarko, Megis could be Chayev Doraisa. I don't know if anybody says such a thing. In fact, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't even understand Bechlal that there's such a thing as Megis in Mevushal Kol Tzarko, that should be Chayev from Alechaz Bishal. We're saying that for sure you would be Chayev. The question is, how far can we go without a lot of
Megis?
So it could be that even beyond Kol Tzarko, if it's Mitztamik V'yofilo, then maybe the Megis would be meaningful because it somehow adds something to the Tavshil. And maybe that's enough for Tikkun to say that you would be Chai. But my point is that even though it's completely Mavushal, the Rosh accepts Rashi, that you can have Megis here in liquids. And why? Because Megis is not a Bishul Sheni. I want to call it a Bishul. But now, Rabosai, let's take a look at the Rambam at the beginning of Perek Tes, the Hilchos Shabbos. The Rambam writes, if we pay attention to his language, he speaks about Afia, fine, the Shir of Afia, and then he writes, Hamavashel es hamachol, o es hasamim monim, o es hamayim. No, I left out a word. But that would have made sense if the Rambam would have left out the word. But the Rambam says, Hamachanim es hamayim. Interesting. With regard to machol, the Rambam uses the word bishul. With regard to samim bonim, the Rambam uses the word bishul. But when he gets to mayim,
where's the Rambam?
Perek Tes Halacha Aleph. He introduces the word machanim. And it sounds like the Rambam is making a fundamental distinction between Lach and Yovish. When it comes to a tavshil of Yovish, then we're talking about Mavashil. But when we're talking about Lach, then we're talking about Mechamed. It seems from the Rambam that what is Bishul when it comes to Mayim? The Rambam says it's Mechamed as Hamayim. In other words, what's the difference between Bishul and Chimur? Bishul means that you make something into a tavshil, which is mukshar, lachila, you're metakin it lachila, all these terms you can use to describe mevashel. And therefore, as we said before, if it's mevushal called sarko, it's already mukshar umetukan lachila, and therefore it's got a Torah's bishul on it. You can't add another bishul liolam. It doesn't matter if it's hot or cold. When the Rambam gets to lach, however, he doesn't talk about mevashel es hamayim. He talks about mechamim es hamayim. The whole chalos bishul, the lach is bishul with regard to mayim, is only chimur.
It's every liquid or just water?
Only water, he says. I don't know if you can go beyond water. I'm only discussing water, and therefore the Rambam could certainly hold that if it's the Tzitanim Legamre, then you can't call it Mevushal, because the Chefs of Bishul with regard to Mayim is Chimur. And if it's already Mitztanim, then you can't talk about Bishul anymore. So if this be the case, maybe we can make sense out of a comment of the Igli Tal. The Igli Tal writes in Melech Safir Ches Yudalid that according to the Rambam, if the Tavshil was the Spashil Kemaychel Benchosod, but it's not yet Bishul called Sarko, is Yesh Bishul Achar Bishul. Says the Igli Tal, in the case of Mayim, if he was Marsiach Es HaMayim Kishir Yad Sol Leneskor, it already reached Yad Sol Leneskor, then nevertheless, yesh bo mishum bishul. Why? Imumar sichan umachamam am Yosef. So we're both saying, help me out of here. What's the shear of Yad Soledad's book? Was it 112? I always forget.
We go by census.
Okay, but census 40 something.
No? No, but in Fahrenheit, okay.
Yeah.
What is it? Whatever it is. Anyway, I don't know. When I was a kid, they used to talk about 112 degrees Fahrenheit. I don't know. Maybe they changed that since then. It's, but
over here, we have from 104 to 1475.
Oh, so I don't know what that means. Anyway, let's say, for argument's sake, Rabosai, that the shear of Yad Soledad is 112 degrees Fahrenheit. Well, what is it in Celsius?
45 is 145.
Okay? Now, sizzly tau, I have something that I took off the fire. It's water. It's already, right now, not at all already in the past, but right now, Mahover, it's Yad Soledad. I put it back on the fire, and it goes up above Yad Soledad. So the Gaita wants to say that you be chayav for being machamem and being marsiach the mayim above Yad Soledad. And his raya is from the Rambam about Kemayachol ben Josai. The Liyak Katan, again, obviously, you know, who am I to question the Gaita? But I don't know if it's a good comparison. What the Rambam is saying in the case of Kemaychel ben Josai is that Omnam Kain Achen Kain, it's already Mavushal, but nevertheless, there's still a long distance to take it up to the Mavushal Kol Tzarka. In the case of Yad Soledad's bow, the Malach is not Bishal. If you're talking about Bishal, you can say there's a Bishal up to Yad Soledad's bow, up to Kemaychel ben Josai, and maybe there's a Bishal beyond Kemaychel ben Josai. That's also called Bishal in the Rambam's fingers. But in the case of Chimum, which is a whole different Malacha, Chimum means to heat it up until it's Yad Soledad's bow. I don't know that beyond Yad Soledad's bow, the Rambam is going to say that that's called Chimum. It's already Mechuah. So you make it Mocham and Mocham, Matiach, 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 and you're Chayav. I don't know. I'm not sure. I would say, just one second, I'll give you the floor, Benny, that maybe with regard to Dabra Lach, there are two categories. There's what's called Soninu, and then it's called Chamin. There's Chamin and Sonanin. What's the difference between Chamin and Sonanin? Yad Soledad's bow. As long as it's below Yad Soledad's bow, it's called Sonanin. Once it reaches Yad Soledad's, it's called Chamin. Once it's Chamin, I don't know if it's Bishal on Chamin, because it's already Chamin. It's already Chamin. I don't know if to be Machamin or Chamin is Bishal.
From Machadan to Sai to Kod Zorkoi, and Shida's army is, I need to get 10 Kod Zorkoi, or every Bishal is called cooking. After Macha Ben Josai,
You talk about different madrigas from Kemaychel Ben Josai. How many times can I take the pot off, put it back on again, and be chayav?
Yeah.
Let's assume endless. You know, until it reaches boom. You know, the red bell goes off and it's called tzar. Yeah. Every single time is a vice vision. Why? Because you enhance the tapshit.
Could be heating up. Every time it heats up more. After it's already hot, even heating up more would be.
Could be, I don't know, but I don't see the tushna, I don't see the raya from the Rambam about Kemaychel ben Josai. I'm just saying, Kemaychel ben Josai, you're talking about Melechus Bishal. The Rambam in Perkei Halach Aleph distinguishes between Bishal and Chimum. In the case of Chimum, it's already Chamin. If it's already Chamin, I don't know. Maybe you could say there are darkness after that. I don't know. I can't know. But to base yourself on...
So the Rambam is basically saying that Yad Soledad is a Kotsoko. It's only Macha Ben Usai. It has a dinner for
Kotsoko. If you want to say it like that. I don't... That's the final conclusion, Benny, of what I'm saying. You're right. You know, that equation is correct. But what Mashi Yotet Hashubli is Echigat Alamaskanazel. You know, it's the Shlavim of getting to it. The thought pattern, right? The thought pattern process of it is a little different. What I'm suggesting is that we don't know of a halachic entity other than Chamin. And if the Malacha of Mayim is not Bishal, but it's Machamim Mayim, I don't know that there's such a thing as Bishal, which is Chimum in Mayim, once it's already Chamin. In the case of Bishal, you know, you can always talk about different levels of Bishal. But at the end of the day, you're right, Benny. I mean, what you said is absolutely. I want to ask another question here, Rabbi, and please tell me if the poskim addressed this question, because I don't know where to look for it. Is there such a thing as magus in Mayim? And I would say, again, Lefi Anis Baiti, that there's no such thing as Megis with regard to Mishul Mayim. Did the posting talk about it? Who says there? I want to know who says then you tell me who disagrees with me.
Only one?
Yeah.
I'm talking about Mayim. Who agrees with me that there's no Megis?
Yamineza?
All right, I'm not in bed. Well, let me tell you how I came to this conclusion. Open up the Rambam to Perek Gimel Halacha Yudalev, and the Rambam says the following. The Rambam says...
Just one thing.
Yeah.
Shneva Shabbos, that many go by him, quotes the Yamineza.
So that's even better. if the Yamineza says like me, Then the Shmir Shabbos Kilchas is very kosher. It's a very important thing if he agrees with the Abinez. I'm just joking with you. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam says that you're not allowed to put a magrefa into a kedera b'Shabbos when it's all the age and you want to take out stuff. Says Rambam, they should make a spot. Now this is the old problem of, you know, how you get the food out of the cholot if you want to leave the cholot on the fire. He says, "Vizel mitzarche." What's the next word?
Abishul.
Sarche abishul. V'nimtzakim mevashel b'Shabbos. The Rambam puts Megis under mevashel. He does it again in Perek Tes Halacha Dalid, and he writes that. Where am I? He writes, if you recall, this was the Rambam that I made a big deal about last week. The Rambam speaks about Schita and Meleches Kibus, and he compares it to Megis, and he wants to say that even though the Schita really doesn't clean the garment, he's still chayav for Meleches Malabin, for Kibus, which is a told of Malabin. Why? She Schita mitzorche Kibusi kemo hagosa mitzorche bishop. So I've also said, what I'm going to claim is the following, and now you're going to do a computer research, word search in the Rambam, and you're going to disprove me. I don't know. I hope you won't. That whenever the Rambam speaks about Megis, he always adds that it's Mavasha, that Megis is Mitzarchei HaBishol. But the Rambam himself says that in Mayim, there is no Bishol. The Rambam deliberately, at the beginning of Perek Tes, injected an extra word to tell you that in Mayim, it's not Bishol. What's it called in Mayim? So who says that Megis is Chayav in Mayim? That's why I would say that when you're talking about Mayim, you're talking about Mechamimis HaMayim, and I don't know that a Maisa of Hagos is Mitzorche Chimu Mayim. It's Mitzorche Bishol. I don't know if it's Mitzorche Chimu Mayim. Now I want to talk to you a little bit about Klisheni, the Rambam in Perek Chof Beis. Halacha Hey. Ambati Shel Merchus. She's got this hot bath. Himolea Mayim Cham. Einosinwa Mayim. You're not allowed to put cold water inside this Ambati. Sharei Machamama Harbe. Then the Rambam says, V'chein lo yitein l'tocha pach shel shemen. Now I'm wondering about this extra chaf adinyo here in the case of Shem. When he says he's putting cold water into the sambati, he doesn't say harei hu kim avashel. Now what is this sambati shel merchatz all about? So if you look in the Magid Mishnah has the skinny lines and then the wide lines. He says sambati is in the beginning of the wide lines. Kli sheni hu. V'chein pirshua ha-ga'onim. V'atam she'osa l'aseis sonein l'toch chamin shebo, meaning this very hot tambati, which is a cliche. V'pnei ha-mayim shebo omdim l'rechitza, since he needs the water for bathing. Adam mechamino harbin. He heats it up to an intense level of heat. V'zeu shekosav Rabbeinu Ambati shomer chatz it's not coincidental that the Rambam gives us example of Ambati Shomerchas v'chein v'chein I. So I want to raise a few very simple questions. Question number one, we have a psak, we have a klal, makli sheni einam avasha. Question number two, what's the difference whether mechamim in harbe or ein mechamim harbe? Now I thought that maybe this whole din in the Rambam, perikov beis halacha hei ben abati, is all drabbanim. But if you take a look in the Sefer HaMafteach of the Frankel, he points out, in the name of another Achronim, that if you look at Halacha Vav, the Rambam uses, as we'll soon see, in Halacha Vav, the exact same phrase that he used in Halacha He. And there the Rambam is talking about Kli Rishon. And the Rambam says that if it's a Kli Rishon, it's asur to put Mayim, excuse me, Mayim Tzonim in a Kli Rishon. Shehu Mechamalam Harbi, the same three words in Halacha Vav as he used in Halacha Beis, Shehu Mechamalam Harbi. And Halacha Vav, no doubt, is an Iser Moleches Bishul Doraisa in a Kli Rishon. And you get the impression that since the Rambam combines Halacha and Halacha Vav with the same heading of Machamim or Harbe, that you're dealing with a Bishul Doraisa. And that's a pelchim. Bishul Doraisa in a Kli Shem. So by the way, you know that on the Mogen Avraham, in some editions, there are Hagos Levushei Srad. Do you have that in your edition? So if you take a look in the Mogen Avraham, in Shin Yud Ches, it's the Mogen Avraham Lamed Dalid. So Levushei Srad interpreted the Mogen Avraham in the same way that we interpreted the Rambam. The Mogen Avraham is talking about the tour, but he says, the Mogen Avraham, that there's an Iser Doraisa in the case of Klisheni Shemachamam Harbe, and he puts Tzonen in. And we can, and the Levush Yisrael has a problem with that Diuk in the Mogen Avraham, but that's the Diuk in the Mogen Avraham, and that's how the Mogen Avraham learned the Torah. And we want to say the same thing in the Rambam, that we're dealing with an Iser Doraisa. And now the question arises, Mimonavshah, if you're telling me that Kli Sheni Einam Avashel, so what difference does it make if it's Machamamam Harbe? And for example, if you take a look at your Adea with regard to Blia, with regard to Basa Machal Doraisa, Kli Sheni Einam Avashel, and we make no distinction in your Adea between Machamamam Harbe or Ein Machamamam Harbe. By the way, as you know, the Prima Gadol wrote a beautiful but very difficult Chidushim al Shas. It's close to the Rosh Yosef. I gave a shiur here for the Balabatim on the Rosh Yosef, a different piece than the Rosh Yosef. And we spent about 4 hours just in shiur trying to understand the Rosh Yosef. Finally, I dropped it. It's too much for me. It was all about Misasik and Dumashi, Misasik and Shabbos, Misasik Kol Tarkula. I couldn't break through. But anyway, the Rosh Yosef in Shabbos on Daf Mem Beis, Divrei Al Masel Kashuli, basically asked the same kasha on the Mogen Avraham, that the Ramban Yoredeya says, like the Machaber, the Kli Sheni and Mevashel, Mashma Mistimus Lishor B'chol Gavli, there's no difference between Kli Sheni, that's Machamam Harbe, and not Machamam Harbe. And therefore, the Rosh Yosef says, I don't understand the Mogen Avraham, that if it's Machamam Harbe, then even in Kli Sheni is Bishul Doraisa. But at the end of the Rosh Yosef, he writes, Umikomakom Hamore, meaning if you get a Shailah, he says, Tzarech Lizar Bazeh Ma'od, Ki Kefi Anira Ein L'Hakil B'Kli Sheni Sheroseh Harbe. And this seems to have had, shall I say, when you throw in a stone, what's it called, waves or repercussions in the post-game, that we should be very careful about a cliché name.
In the Mishnah Berurah, wait.
And the Mishnah Berurah. Does it quote in the name of the Rosh Yosef?
It's not going to quote it.
Okay, same one.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Because it's another place.
Now, let's go on. The Rambam, when it comes to Pach Shemen, the Rambam says that Lo Yite Lusok, he should not insert this Pach Shemen into the Avati. Mipnei Shehu Kimavashlo. Here the Rambam is the word Kimavashlo. That sounds like we're not dealing with a Doraisa, but we're dealing with a Derabbanan. It's not Bishul Mamish, but it's Kimavashlo. So what's the difference? Maishna Mayim, Maishna Shem. Now we go back again to square one. The Rambam in Perek Tes Halacha Aleph tells us that Bishul is only applicable to Machol or Samamon. Meaning through the Bishul, he's Masakin, he's Machshir the Machol, for whatever it is for Achivah. In the case of Samamon, he's Machshir the Samamon for whatever he needs the Samamon for, to remove the dye. But when he gets to Mayim, the Rambam says the Maisa Malach is Chimum, but not Bishul. The Chimum does not equal Bishul. The Rambam wants to tell us that those are two different entities. Now, the Rambam in Perek Tes Halacha Gimel says that a davar she'eino tzarech bishul, right? Let's say you have fruits which you can eat raw. The Rambam says, eino tzarech bishul klal potur. He's not chayav for such a bishul. And the Magen Mishnah writes that the source for the Rambam is a Gemara in Perikira Daf Mem Amid Beis. That the Gemara declares Shemen Yesh Bo Mishum Bishul or Shemen Ein Bo Mishum Bishul. Says the Magen Mishnah, the Rambam learned from this that if it's Ein Bo Mishum Bishul, meaning it's Ein O Tzarech Bishul, the Shemen doesn't need Bishul, Shemen is good in its natural state, is then the Gemara says Ein Bo Mishum Bishul. So the Rambam derived the conclusion that in something that doesn't need Bishul, there's no Bishul. And therefore that goes from Yivega in Reish Nun Dalet on the Mogen Avram Sivkot Yud Gimel writes that Peros HaNecholim Kemoshe Em Chaim Ein Ben Mishum Bishul Ed Asaram. So you have fruits that can be eaten raw, there's no Bishul according to the Rambam. Nope, I don't get it. Does anybody have a doubt whether you can drink water without cooking, without boiling the water? Again, leave out your germs now for a minute. We'll ask the nannies what to do. But leaving that out, there's no problem drinking water. I know plenty of good Jews, I'm not amongst them, who drink water, even though it's not boiled. So water should be a classical case of a davar shenechal kamo chuchai v'eino tzarech bishul. Yet the Rambam says, and it's all over Shas, that mechamen es hamayim is chai mishum bishul.
But I think all of our water, though, is chemically clean.
Okay, not
all right. I don't know what country you're in. Okay, Canada, fine. But you know, there are plenty of countries where I don't know if I just want to drink the water. You should know that if you're ever in Europe on Shabbos where there's no Eruv, you know, they tell you, you know, you're in a bar because if you want to go for a long walk, you know, on Shabbos and it's hot in the summertime. And you can't carry water. So there's water along the way, but more often than not, in whatever language, in Italian or French, they tell you don't drink from the water. So it's a big problem. So there is such a thing as water that's not cooked. Oh. Perhaps we could say that there's a fundamental difference between Bishul and Chilul. When it comes to Bishul, the Rambam says that the whole essence of Melechas Bishul is to create tavshil, meaning it's got to be mukshar betukam lachil, and therefore if it doesn't need that tikkun, then what is your bishul? Again, bishul means to take something that's not mesukam lachil, it's not mukshar lachil, and make it into something that's betukam or mukshar lachil. That's the definition of what is bishul. And in that case, it makes absolute sense to say that if it's nechal kamoshe im chayim, if you can eat it raw, as Rabbi Kivegas says, according to Rambam, you wouldn't be chayim, because you didn't do bishul. Bishul means lachshiro lachil. So there's a concept called mechusar tikkun, mechusar hekshar, and that defines the essence of melechas bishul. So when we talk about the relationship between bishul and michael, or bishul and samamonim, then the Rambam says that if it doesn't need the bishul, then that's not bishul, because bishul means mechusar tikkun, and now it's not mechusar tikkun. But with regard to chimum, chimum is derech melechas bishul with regard to mayim. That is the definition of melacha of bishul. Rambam doesn't have bishul in mayim, all he has is chimum in mayim. In other words, heating up the water is the malacha of Bishul when it comes to Mayim. Therefore, you can't ask the question, well, the Mayim itself could have been drunk even without Bishul. It doesn't matter. The whole concept of Mechusa Dikur is a definition of Maleches Bishul, but it's not a definition of Maleches Chimur. And therefore, we can raise the question, the Gemara on Daf Mem Amud Beis says, Kli Sheni Ein Mevashel, maybe that halacha of Kli Sheni Ein Mevashel only applies to what? To Bishul. But it has no implication or no ramifications as far as Chimum is concerned. A Kli Sheni is Mufka from Bishul. But a Kli Sheni is not Mufka from Chimum. And therefore the Rambam says that if you have an abati, and the mayim in the abati, even though, despite the fact that it is a klisheni, nevertheless, it's machamam harbe, he eats it up, as the Magid Mishnah says, for achitza purposes, then you could have in such mayim, in a klisheni, chibum. Because the chibum is the bishul with regard to mayim. And even in a klisheni, you can have a chibum of mayim. But you have to add one condition, that's Machamam Harbin. And once you have Machamam Harbin, then even in a cliche, the Rambam holds that's Bishul Do Raisa, so because that's called Chimum Mayim. With regard to Chimum Mayim, there's no nafkamina between a Kli Rishon and a Klisheni. Everything depends upon whether or not the Mayim is Machamim Harbin. If there are enough to be Machamim Harbin, then that could create a Bishul in a Klisheni. And that's why the Rambam, both in Halacha Hey, and in Halacha Vav, uses the same terminology, Shemam Kamamam Harbe, whether he's talking about an Abati in Halacha Hey of a Kli Sheni, whether he's talking about a Kli Rishon in Halacha Vav. With regard to Mayim, there's no difference between a Kli Rishon in a Sefel or a Kos, and Kli Sheni in an Abati. The Rambam holds that it's Machamam Harbe. And if it's Machamam Harbe, then even in a klisheni, there will be an Iser big Mechamim Mayim. When he gets to Shemen, the Rambam says, Shemen is not Mayim. Shemen is a question of Bishul. If with regard to Shemen there's an issue of Bishul, Chimum of Shemen is not enough. And therefore the Rambam says, in the case of putting a Kiton Shel Shemen inside an Abati of Mayim Shemacham Ma'arbe, then you could call that a Reza Kim of Vushal. It's a Durabadan of Bishul, but it's not Bishul Doraisa. And the male, we understand very well why Yoredeya and Sima Kufhei, there's no chiluk whatsoever between Klisheni Shu Machamim Harbe, or whether it's Klisheni that's not Macham Harbe, Klisheni Eino Mavash. With regard to Blias Isurim, Chazal said that there's a Koach HaBishul, and there's a Derech HaBishul in Kli Rishon, and in Klisheni, it doesn't have the Koach to be Mavashel. That's called Bishul. Klisheni ain't a Mavashel. And if it's ain't a Mavashel, it's ain't a Mavliya. And if it's ain't a Mavliya, then there's no Blias Isu. And there's no Bishul of Bosabachol. And there's no way of telling me that because it's a Klisheni and it's very, very hot, therefore there will be Bishul. We have a principle that Klisheni ain't a Mavashel. That's only Bavet Varmurim as far as Bishul is concerned. But as far as Chimum is concerned, the Rambam holds that if you put Mayim into an Abati, a Klisheni, that's Mechamam Harbe, says the Rambam, in such a case, you'll be Chayiv Doraisa for Bishul, even though it's a Klisheni, because you're not talking about Maleches Bishul, you're talking about Maleches Chimum. Rabbosai, in 24 hours, we enter into Rosh Hashanah. And that makes me very nervous. And I'll tell you why. I want to share with you a fascinating brisa in Masechtas Machos. And the brisa says, regarding Avnei Mizbeach, the Torah says, Lo Tonif Aleim Barza. Why is this so? So the brisa explains that the purpose of the Mizbeach is to bring shalom between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael, to be mechaper for their sins. And a barzel, which is the symbol of a cherev, that's the opposite of shalom. That has no place on the mizbeach. Then the brisa derives a kal vachomer. If the laws that apply to a mizbach avonim, she'enam lo roos, lo medabros, lo ofos, they're inanimate stones, And yet, because they are matilos shalom ben Yisrael avim shebeshamayim, so the Torah says lo panifal embarasa, is therefore the halachas of Havanim with regard to a mizbeach apply with a kolshken to talmidei chachamim, to bnei Torah, because bnei Torah through their Torah learning bring kapara liol. They bring shalom between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael. And therefore, says the Braisa, the halacha is with regard to Avni Mizbeach that we need shlemos. If you have a chip in the stone, you can't use it for the Mizbeach. The halacha is that if we're coming to make shalom, then we need shlemos. Shlemos and shalom. Is advarm kal v'chomer? If Avanim requires shlemos, then how much more so to bnei Torah require shleimus? Alachas kama v'kama shiyu talmidei chachamim bnei Torah shleimim lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's going to bring the to allow and facilitate talmidei chachamim to play their role to bring shalom and to bring kapara between avim shebashamayim and Knesset Yisrael. And this concept of shleimus comes to a very, shall I say, comes to a pinnacle with regard to Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara tells us in the Sefer Rosh Hashanah that on this Yom HaDin, Rabbi Meir would give a mashal to the Yom HaDin, and he would say the following: Shnayim Sha'ol Lamita V'Chol Yom Shav. The two people went into bed, Nebuch, they're both very seriously ill. V'chein shnayim sha'olu legardom lidom v'dinom shoda. The accusation is identical. Ze yorad min amita, ze yorad min akardom, v'ze lo yorad. Ze nitzol v'ze lo nitzol. Mipnei ma ze yorad v'ze lo yorad, ze nitzol v'ze lo nitzol. Ze hispalel v'nene, v'ze hispalel v'lone. Imagine, Rabosai, the scene. You know, you've been condemned, Chas Shom, to death, and you're up on the Gardom. I can imagine that your tefillah is quite a serious tefillah. And yet, Mipnei ma zenem zeh lo nenem, says Rabbi Meir, zeh hispalel tefillah shlema. One of them had a tefillah shlema, v'nene. V'zeh lo hispalel tefillah shlema, v'lo nene. Machrid, Ribbono Shalom, the man is up there in the Gardom, and you're telling me that lo nena, because his tefillah wasn't a tefillah shlema. And that's the nimshal of our situation on Yom HaDin. We're up there on the Gardom. If you know what I'm talking about, the mashal of the Beinonim, Tluyim V'Omdim. And we need what's called a tefillah shlema. What is this concept of a tefillah shlema? The Zohar calls Rosh Hashanah Yom HaTzilusa. This is the day of Tefillah. We need a Tefillah Shlema here in order to be Zohar Medin for the Hatzolah of the Din. And it's fascinating to me that it's Rabbi Meir, who is the Baal HaMemra, who says that you need Shlemos in your Tefillah on Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Meir is the one who always puts the emphasis on Shlemos. The Mishnah in the second parak of Trumos records a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir as to what onion he should use for his afroshas trumi. He's got two onions in front of him on the table. One of them is very small, but it's sholem. The other one is a chatzi batzal godel. Rabbi Yehuda says he should be mafresh on the batzal godel. And Rabbi Meir says, no. Tarmim batzal kotam is sholem. The main thing is shlemos. And if we accept Rabbi Meir with regard to Truma, which is also like Rosh Hashanah, it's Afrosh's Truma, the beginning, then in Kolshkein, with regard to Tefillah on Rosh Hashanah, we need a Tefillah Mishlemos. Forget about, you know, I had a question yesterday, somebody asked me about the Slichos. He can't keep up with the Shliach Tzibur, because he's trying to understand the Slichos. Who can keep up with the Shliach Tzibur? Now they have the Slichos on Mefarash, it's a little bit easier. But even then, you know, you start reading the Pirush, and before you know it, the Chazan is ready up to Yud Gimel Midas Harachamim, and you're stuck with the first line in this. So I told him, I don't think HaKadosh Baruch Hu will judge you by how much of the Slichos you say. We're not interested in Kabbalas. We're interested in Dover Shalom. You recite whatever you can recite with Shlemos. We need the Shlemos of Tefillah. And perhaps we could say that Rabbi Meir's point about Rosh Hashanah is that when you build a building, it's critical that the foundations be strong. If the foundations are not solid, then the building could collapse, Chas V'Shalom. Rosh Hashanah is the foundation of the entire year. It's Zayom Haras Olam. This is the day of the creation of man. This is the day of the creation of the Bria. This is the day of Din. We're talking about an entire year that's coming up, and it's all going to be determined on Rosh Hashanah. Of course, the Chasimah's on Yom Kippur. In the Haskalah, we want Shlemus. We need desperately Shlemus. And how much more so in the case of B'nai Torah, with a Kal V'chomer from Avnei Mizbeach. If the Avnei Mizbeach need requires Shlemus, then how much more so Ben Torah, who's creating a Kapara for Klali, so the awesome responsibility on the B'nai Torah. Here we have a Kolel that's meant to be a Kolel that could have an impact on the community. We have to therefore serve as the maschilim of this Shana. We have to be the B'nai Torah that bring about the Kapara at the beginning of this year, that creates Shalom between Avinu Shebashamayim and Knesset Yisrael. Then it has to be B'shlemus. I know it's very easy to say that Rosh Hashanah, you know what, we got so much, there's so many distractions on Rosh Hashanah. I mean, you Chevra have, not all of you, but most of you have young babies, and obviously you have to help your wife. There's a 3-day Yontif coming up. In Chutz Laaretz, I'm not mispoil for that. But here in Eretz Yisrael, it's kind of rare. 3 days of Yontif. It's a pachad pchodim. You can't drive through the streets of Yerushalayim. The traffic is incredible. Okay, if you have a bike, that's something different. Okay, even the bikes are crazy today. I had 2 bikes came for me from 2 sides today. It's like wild. You know what I'm saying? But the point is that we got 3 days of Yom Tov here, and we have to help out. There's no question, we have to help out. You know, I always tell the story, you know the story about Rebbetzin Gifter, the Rashiv of Cleveland, and tells, and the Avreich came to him to say, Rebbe, my wife expects me to take out the rubbish. And that's not if he covered a Torah. So Rebbetzin says, all right, you know, we let him go. And the next morning, the Rashiva knocks on the door, and he says, can I take out the rubbish? We have to help out. And there are other distractions on Rosh Hashanah. It's a long davening, and it's a long suda afterwards, and if we have guests, you know, mishlepzuch, and it goes on and on. There are a lot of things going on at Rosh Hashanah. But we cannot lose sight of the forest for the trees. We have to understand that the main mitzvah sayom is tefillah, and the shofar is also tefillah. As I heard from my Rebbe a zillion times, he used to always say that shofar is tefillah, otherwise why are we blowing in the middle of Shmon Esrei? Nobody took a lulav in the middle of Shmon Esrei. Nobody ate matzah in the middle of Shmon Esrei. But the answer is that shofar is not a foreign element to tefillah. Shofar is tefillah. We bless Hashem, shomea kol tkiyaseinu. He hears our tefillahs. And this is al pi halacha. This is not just chassidus. Tefillah is the essence of the day, and now Rabbi Meir is coming and telling us that ma bein zel is zeh. The answer is this one had a tefillah shlema. And tefillah shlema means that at least when we're davening, we have to somehow focus on the tefillah. We have to clean our brains from all the distractions. And it's not easy. And it's something that requires a tremendous amount of hachana. We don't have much time for hachana. My Rebbe used to say about his grandfather Reb Chaim that Reb Chaim used to spend weeks before Rosh Hashanah going over the tefillos and memorizing them. Reb Chaim didn't want to daven from a siddur. I wouldn't recommend that for you. But the reason why Reb Chaim didn't daven from a siddur, I believe, the Rav never told us why, but I think it's because Reb Chaim Valozhin says that the kavanah for tefillah means that you should be able to close your eyes and see the letters of the tefillah in the apple of your mind. And that's what Reb Chaim wanted to see. Malchi is the throne of shofar. That's a lot to remember. And Reb Chaim would memorize them. They would see Reb Chaim weeks before Rosh Hashanah laying on the couch mumbling to himself. And somebody had the chutzpah of listening to his mumbling, and he was reciting the tefillos of Rosh Hashanah. So he wrote something to be his will, and in this Rosh Hashanah, tomorrow night, and the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, the Yom HaRichter, we should be zochet to tefillah shlema. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should see that we as B'nai Torah are the machaprim, and we have the shlemus. There's no chips and there's no breaks. It should be a day in which we overcome all the pettiness of life during the entire month so that we can focus on a tefillah, and with that tefillah, the shleima mitzvah be zocher for ourselves and for our mishpachos and for all klal Yisrael to be written down for shana tova mituka, a year of nachas, a year of Torah, a year of ruchnius, a year of avodas Hashem, of health and happiness for all of klal Yisrael, and safety for Medinat Yisrael, because we're surrounded by enemies. It's crazy what we're going through here, and we're really living on Nisan. But we need those Nisan to be inscribed in the book, in the Sefer HaSfarim. And then when we take the lulav on the first day of Sukkot, we know that we were successful in Mirz Hashem in our battle against the enemies. We should be zochet to be as gold in Heir of Yomeinu.
Amen.
Sorry, it's late today. I was feeling so lost. Then I.
See you.